Lecture 7, Victory over Persia, 490 to 479 BC.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the victory of the Spartans, Peloponnesians, and Athenians over the great king of Persia. The Persian Wars, which are usually dated from 490 to 479 BC, they actually technically go down to 449, but the Persian Wars are seen as the defining moment that moved the Greek world from the archaic into the classical period. But there's another reason why we must look at the Persian Wars, particularly with regard to the Peloponnesian War. Many authors, ancient as well as modern, have seen the Persian Wars as the type of war that the Greek city-state should have fought. They came together in a common cause to beat back a great king, a man that the Greeks would have considered was a despot who ruled over slaves or subjects, that they defended the principles of autonomy and freedom of the Greek city-states, and that the victory over the Persians was a promising future in which the Greek city-states might be able to evolve the types of institutions that could reconcile that peculiarly intense form of self-government with the wider needs of security. That is, it could lead to a federalism. It could lead to a number of different political experiments. Well, that image, which is so attractive and so seductive, fell far short of reality within the final stages of the Persian War, at least Xerxes' invasion in 480-479 BC. It was clear that the Athenians and Spartans were already having serious problems with each other. And it could well be argued that the coalition that came together to oppose Xerxes was one of the strangest of coalitions that came together in the Greek world. And the fact that it even held together and defeated Xerxes was nothing short of a miracle. And so these notions that the Persian Wars should open up the movement towards a united Greece, a United States of Greece, as you will, is really probably far more in the eyes of the later interpreters than those who actually went through the events. And in Thucydides' opinion, it is in the immediate aftermath of the Persian Wars, when Athens begins to grow as a great naval power, that fear was engendered among the Spartans and their Peloponnesian allies that made a great clash inevitable, a war among Greek city-states, which was by far the characteristic situation in the Greek world. Many a book is written on the warring states of Greece, and war was a norm that all Greek city-states accepted, and the highest expression of bravery was fighting in defense of one city-state. So in looking at the Persian Wars, it's important to keep this in mind, that the coalition that came together in some ways accentuated the differences that existed between Sparta and her Peloponnesian allies and Athens, rather than promised any kind of cooperation. That doesn't mean that many Greeks still hoped in later generations that some kind of alliance could be brokered between Athens and Sparta, but that was not to be. Well, with that in mind, I would like to deal with several important topics. In one lecture, what we need to do is look at how the Persian Wars are going to precondition the emergence of Athenian power, as well as dictate many of the events that led to the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War. First, who were the Persians and why did they end up invading Greece? In fact, many a Persian nobleman probably would ask that question of King Darius and King Xerxes. The Persian Empire is the last of the great successful Near Eastern empires that go back to the earliest territorial states in the 3rd millennium BC. That would be Sargon of Akkad and Hammurabi of Babylon. At the time of the eruption of the Persian Wars in, say, 490 BC, the Persian Empire stretched from the southeastern quadrant of Europe, that is part of the Balkans, the region known as Macedon, which today is northern Greece, across the Near East, including Egypt, to the Indus Valley. Perhaps 35 or 40 million subjects obeyed the word of the great king. And the great king at his capital in Susa in southeastern Iran today ruled over an empire which in its organization and success was only to be compared to the Roman Empire centuries later. In many ways, Persia was a formidable structure. And the Greeks admired the Persians. Herodotus, the first Greek historian we have, devoted his history, his last three books of his nine-book history, on the actual clash between the Greeks and the Persians. But throughout the account is repeated admiration for the Persians as a great and noble imperial race, something that often gets lost in looking at the Persian Wars. And that is, despite the fact that the Persians did not live in a city-state and they were ruled by a great king,